Are you happy? Are you happy? This was something that I heard a statistic, and it just started to kind of spiral me into a web of researching true happiness and true joy. And what a difference there is between someone that is happy and someone that is joyful. And today I'm going to dive in. You know, when I do these podcasts that I've been doing for the last few years here, most of the time, I would say like 99% of the time, I just riff. I just go. I just kind of speak what's on my mind and I just share my truth. Today, I actually did a little bit of research and I actually have some papers in front of me with some bullet notes. I'm kind of excited because I wanted to really dive into this topic because I heard someone say in a podcast recently that I listened to, and it just kind of made me sad. And what this person said is they said, an average baby smiles 400 to 500 times a day. And I looked at, you know, I kind of thought about my own kids when they were babies, and I'm like, that's probably super true. Like, they were always smiling, right? Whenever you would take them out in public, right? That people would always like try to make faces to see, you know, to take the baby to smile, and the bite. And my kids were always like smiling, you know? So I was like, yeah, you know, 400 to 500 times a day. That's amazing. But then what he said is and then what's sad is that on average, an adult smiles 20 to 25 times a day. And I just thought, wow, what a huge difference, right? And I started to think back on like, who are like in my life, why do I love being around happy people, and I love people that make me laugh. And I love to make people laugh. Like, I love just, you know, telling funny stories of my life and just kind of making fun of my life, rather than taking my life so serious. And I was thinking about the people in my life that I love being around, and just kind of thinking back on like my life, you know, and just those people that are just truly joyful. And I remember when I went to Africa, and I've shared this story before, but it goes really well with this happiness and joyfulness, because when I went to Africa, I was so excited to bless the people of Africa. I was so excited to go to the orphanage. I was so excited to, we had suitcases full of toilet paper and toys, and, you know, I brought nail polish to paint the girls' nails and hair supplies to do the girls' hair. Like, we had just suitcases full. We were so excited. It was a 40-hour travel going to Sierra Leone. And I remember driving in the car, and when our driver picked us up to take us to the orphanage. And when we were driving around, I was sitting in the back seat. And the driver, I could definitely tell from his response to me with the reaction on my face. What you see is what you get. So I'm not a very good hiding of my emotions. And so I am sure he saw my face of just complete brokenness. I was so sad and so broken by what I was seeing outside the windows, as he was driving us to the orphanage, and all the commercials that I saw with the little children with the flies over their faces. That's real. That's real. And as we were driving, and I was just looking out the windows and just seeing a bunch of dirt and no homes and cardboard boxes and children running around with flies over their faces, and just, it just broke my heart. And the driver looked in the mirror and he said, you sorry for us, but you see, you will be sorry for you when you leave. I didn't quite understand that. I was like, I don't understand. I would say in a few days, I understood exactly what he meant. When you walk the streets of Africa, they have nothing. They have nothing but the clothes on the clothes that they're wearing. And they live literally in cardboard boxes. And those cardboard boxes will last for a few months. And then the rain comes and they have these massive mudslides, and they basically start over with cardboard boxes. But they are the most joyful people I truly have personally ever met in my entire life. And I remember sitting there, there was a lady, she was making asphalt. Yes, she was making asphalt. So what they do in Africa is they pay you, I don't even know, maybe $1, $2 a day. And you take these big, huge boulders, and you take a little, you know, it looks like a nail basically, and you are chipping away at this rock all day, and that's what makes gravel. And there was a lady, it was probably like, I don't even know, 110 degrees. It was so freaking hot. It's so hot in Africa. And I watched this gal. She had a baby on her back. She had a little like toddler sitting next to her, next to the rock. And she was chipping away at this boulder and making gravel. But every single person that walked by, and there were hundreds that walked by because that's what you do. There really isn't a lot of people that drive cars there. There's a few mopeds, but, and some beat up cars, but mostly people. I mean, there's just thousands walking everywhere. She said hi to every person with a smile on her face. Like, hi, good morning. Like, hello, just bless you. As she's chipping away in the heat with a baby on her back, making, like doing asphalt. I was just like, I sat there and just cried. I mean, I just was like, we have it so wrong. Like, and I just thought like my life, and I just thought about America. I'm just like, we're like the wealthiest country. And yet we have people popping like antidepressant pills because they can't pay their second mortgage. And it's just like, I know that there's real depression and all that, but when you go and you serve, something changed in me, and this is now almost 10 years ago, my first time going to Africa. Something literally changed in me where it was like, stuff doesn't really matter. I don't want to collect stuff. I want to collect stories. I want to impact people's lives. I want to make sure that my life counts for something, that I, every day I see people in their eyes, like I look them in the eye and I smile, and I love people, that I love people. And, it completely changed my perspective. And I sat there on the road and watched this woman smile, and I just, I don't even know her name, but she changed my life. And I remember coming back home because my husband went to Africa as well. He went on a trip before me. And when we were talking about Africa, I said, I get it. I get what that driver was saying. He said, you feel sorry for us, but when you leave, you'll feel sorry for yourself. Because what I realized is I thought I was happy. I thought I was joyful. But then when I went there, I was like, no, we have it wrong. We're happy if our circumstances are good. We're happy at a level of surface things, that if everything is good, if I have money in my bank account, if my kids are healthy, if everything is, you know, perfect, then I'm happy. And sometimes we're even like, I can't be happy until I get blank. I can't be happy until I have this amount of money. I can't be happy until my kids are like this. And we put these like markers on our life of like, well, I can't be happy until, right? And what I saw in Africa is like, they're not happy. They are joyful because joy is from within. It's this deep sense of my life matters and I am content with me and what I have. And I lack nothing because the what people cannot take away is my joy. And that's what I realized, is that they are happy because no one can take it from them. They understand this, and they understand it in a way that we can't even comprehend. And I've practiced this when talking to some of the Africans that I was able to meet. I'm like, why are you so joyful? And some of their answers, and I wrote some of their answers down. I wanted to share with you some of their answers that I had written down in a journal. We're like, oh my, I have friends. They're like, I have friends, I have relationships. And so I looked up something. So I looked up what makes, because I was like, since they said that was like probably one of the top things that they would say to me is that it was relationships. You know, I have family, I have friends, I have, you know, loved ones surrounding me. And So I looked it up. So they did an 85-year study, and the happiest people on the planet, the people that are the happiest, have the most positive relationships. That if you actually want to meet somebody, think of how they are with their spouse and their best, their like top best friends. Like ask them about their like top three best friends and their spouse, because those are the people that you spend the most time with, right? So how are those relationships? Are they like ultra positive? I was thinking about my life. My husband is amazing. We have the most amazing, beautiful relationship. We have worked really hard at having a beautiful relationship. And he, like, I am so happy every day. Every morning when we hug each other, he comes down the stairs after doing devotion time with our boys, and he always wraps me up in this huge hug. And we always, every single morning, we say, like, I am so thankful I'm married to you. Like, and he starts first of just like, I am so thankful you are my best friend and my lover and my wife that I get to do this life with. And like, if anything else like crumbles before us, like we have each other. And we've been like that for almost 20 years. And I'm so thankful for that. And it, when I was thinking about my life and I was thinking about this, you know, in preparing for this podcast today, I was thinking about my life and I was thinking about like, yeah, because people always say like, Natalie, you're so positive, you're so happy. And I've had a lot of shit that have been thrown at me in the last few years, but I have been able to come back to my relationship with God, my relationship with my husband. And I have some really kick-ass cool girlfriends. And I am so incredibly grateful for my relationships. That I think that study is the truth. And I've been talking to people in Africa and even other people that I've talked to, like it stems like that I know that are the most positive people. I think about my very best friends. The two best friends that I can think of right now have the most beautiful relationships with their husbands. Both of them, their husbands are freaking hilarious. Like so funny. We love having them around us because they make us laugh so much. I'm thinking about them right now. And some of the things that this man, one of my close girlfriends, her husband, he's just like he's freaking hilarious, but they're just so positive, right? And their relationship is so beautiful. So positive people, happy people, true joyful people. If you want to know the top secret is their relationships. Their closest relationships are the most positive and vibrant and beautiful and happy. Okay. So another thing that they said in Africa is they would say health. They would say health. I'm alive. I'm healthy. And they would show me their teeth, which by the way, Africans have beautiful teeth, which is amazing because they don't have toothbrushes. But they would just be like, I have my health. I'm healthy. I'm alive. And they would show me their legs. I can walk. I can, and they would raise their hands. I can raise my arms and I can praise the Lord. I'm like, that's amazing. Why don't I take time to show gratitude the fact that I can freaking walk and I can lift my hands and I can praise the Lord? How simple and beautiful is that, right? That they're like, I'm healthy. Look at my teeth. I have my teeth. I can lift up my arms and I can praise the Lord and I can walk. So I want to dive kind of into this. So, I looked up since I asked these African people, like what makes them truly joyful, right? So I went and looked up some things of like, what are some of the top characteristics of happy people? Like, what are some of those things? And I want you guys to listen to my podcast twice, like run this part twice. One, I want you to listen to this list for yourself. Like, do I embrace these things? Like, because you might need to do an evaluation. Like, am I truly a joyful person or am I a circumstantial happy person? Meaning if all of my surface circumstances around me are good, then I'm happy. Like we need to dive deep into, am I truly a joyful person? Like, do I have joy in my life? Do people want to be around me because I'm positive and I burst energy of, you know, excitement and joy and happiness? Or am I kind of an Eeyore? Like, do people not really like being around me because I'm not very vibrant? I'm not very joyful.
And you can feel that energy. I get that all the time. You know, people are like, oh my gosh, like you walk into a room, Natalie, and you just like light it up. And I'm just, because I've taken time to really find that joy. And to be honest with you, it's because of my time to Africa. I really learned, like, I need to find true joy and contentment in everything that I go through. And even in the crap that I go through, I make sure that I always look at it in a beautiful perspective of like, what can I learn from it? Right? Rather than it taking over my life and making me feel like a piece of shit, I look at it and I'm like, I take a step back and I'm like, okay, how is this going to make me grow? How can I, it's kind of like that growth mindset, right? It's like, how is this going to make me grow? How can I be better because of this? So that is one of the characteristics of happy people. So what I want to share with you today in this list is, have, like I said, take an evaluation of yourself. Like, am I truly a joyful person? Do I embrace these characteristics? And then number two, am I surrounding myself with people that are positive and uplifting and truly joyful? Or am I surrounding myself with people that are gossipy? Am I surrounding myself with people that are negative and drama? What kind of people are they always negative about their self, the environment, the government, whatever? Like, am I hanging around people that talk about people, or am I hanging around people that talk about ideas and dreams and visions and wanting to better themselves? So one of the things that was that in that regard is, in one of the lists is it said that, that happy people, true joyful people, they see the best in everybody. They see the best in everybody. That they have developed a super healthy coping mechanism. So when crap in life happens to them, they've strengthened themselves to look at it in a healthy perspective of like, how can I grow from it? How can I be better from this? They practice gratitude every single day. This is huge. I do this every morning, and this has been huge for me. Because when I heard, like, when I would ask Africans, right, and they were like, oh, my health, look at my teeth, look at my arms and my legs, you know, it was like, I'm like, every time I exercise, like when I go to work out, as I drive to work out, I'm like, thank you, God, that I get to do this. Like, that my body moves and can build muscle, and that I can build my strength, and I'm strong, and that I have strong legs, strong arms, that I can be active with my children, that we can hike every single weekend, like 10 plus miles. That, Lord, I thank you for that. Like, I thank you. I'm super active. I'm super healthy. Thank you, God, that I can treat my body with good, healthy food and be strong and vibrant so I can live a full life, right? So practicing gratitude. Happy people surround themselves with positive people and people that think about dreams and visions and bettering themselves and not talk about people. They're very, they're very aware of those kind of people, and they're very aware of the energies that people bring into the room, and they make sure they're not spending time with people that are negative and toxic because they know that brings down their energy. So they're very relational people, very intentional about the relationships that they have. They focus on their health. They see the best in everybody. They engage in physical activity. They have a direction in their life. They have a strong spiritual foundation. They're quick to forgive. They love giving and serving other people. They love people that are creative. And then my last one that I just thought was really cool is, well, actually there's three more. I lied. I have three more. They avoid social comparison. So I love that. They avoid social comparison. They don't spend time comparing themselves to Billy Bob and Susie Q. They're very intentional about, when I said about social comparison, I love that they said they spend so much time in gratitude that they don't care about, they are happy for other people that they have things, but they don't internalize it as a, I don't have enough. And I love that. They give themselves a break. They're quick to give themselves grace. They're quick to give others grace because they know that life throws us crap. And they're not judgmental people. They're so quick to be like, I'm not judging you because I got my own stuff. You got your stuff and we're just going to move on. And I love that. And the last thing is they choose friends very wisely. And it kind of goes back to relationships. And so I'm going to end with this. When I was looking at, you know, like taking an inventory of my life, I'm going to weave in another podcast I listened to. There was another podcast I listened to about with Matthew McConaughey. If you have not read Green Lights, I highly suggest his book. It's amazing. But he shared about things that he checks in with himself when it comes to living a, he calls it the art of living and living a solid, joyful, all-out life. And he does an evaluation of himself with his relationships and his friendships as being a father, as being a husband, in his career, and in his health and his walk with God. He does an evaluation every day on these buckets. And something that he shared in one of the podcasts that I was listening to in kind of in when I was doing my study of this podcast for you all, in being joyful and being truly happy from within, he shared, you know, a lot of times we'll do a bank account check, like making sure we have enough, you know, money in the bank to pay for the things that we want to pay for. He's like, but how many times have we done an inventory check of our spiritual life, of our marriage, of our relationships with our friends, of our career? Is it truly bringing us joy? Do we really love what we're doing? And our walk with God, like our spiritual foundation, like are we taking that time to be in gratitude to God for the things that we have? Are we taking that time to pray and to kind of get on our knees, right? And to be like, God, like bless, you know, I am here, your servant, to serve and to love people, not to be served and to be, oh, look at me. And so he shared all of this and he said, you know, if we do such a great job at looking at our bank account to see the things that we're paying for with our money, we really need to do an evaluation of our life because those are the things that are going to impact us the most. And so he kind of shared just about his marriage, you know, and he's like, I make that a top priority because I know that when my wife and I aren't good, he's like, everything else sucks ass, like everything. And maybe you've had a relation, you know, you've been in a marriage that is not, it's not joyful. And you're like, yeah, that is so true. Like it's always because I have that, I am not joyful in any other area because this is like a big piece of my life because I live with this man, right? Like, or live with this woman. So having a strong, beautiful, positive, uplifting, encouraging, honoring marriage is so important. And then he's like, I make sure that my relationship with God is solid. You know, I check in with that, like that inventory of that. Like, hey, am I taking that time to really thank God and be in gratitude for the things that I have? And then he's like, that's top. Next is like my next is being a father. Like it's my relationship with God, relationship with my wife, my relationship with my kids. Like, how am I as a father? Check in with that. I need to do an inventory check every day. Like, how am I being as a father? Am I raising them the way that I want them to be raised? Am I living out a life that I want them to be, you know, to see and to emulate? And then he said, and next is my relationship with my friends. And he's like, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, I got some friends I need to like not spend so much time with, because he said, what I'll do is I'll do an inventory check. When I'm around that person, how do I feel? Do I leave better? Do I leave happier? Do I, you know, when I'm around this person, do they lift me up or bring me down? You know, are they always negative? Are they always talking bad about themselves and other people and the government and worrying and concerned? Or are they, you know, encouraging? Are they positive? Are they, you know, when you walk away, do they make you think about life in a better way? Do they actually make you have a better relationship with your spouse and with your God? So that was really good. He said, and then I check in with my career. So he said, all of these things that I just shared with you are all about relationships. And he said, because I learned the secret to happiness, I learned the secret to being truly joyful is in the secret of my relationships. And when he did like the check-in, my relationship with God, my relationship with my spouse, my relationship with my kids, and my relationship with my friends. If we could all do an inventory check every day of those buckets, I truly believe you would live a more joy-filled, truly like from within, not circumstantial, but like a truly joy-filled life. If you took an inventory and you made a time of an investment in the relationship with your spouse, the relationship with God, relationship with your kids, relationship with your friends, with your, you know, with the people that you're surrounding yourself with. But most importantly, and this is where I want to end with you, is this: a relationship with yourself, like taking time to get to know you. What makes you tick? What brings you the most joy? What are things in your life that you're like, you know what, this brings me joy, but I don't ever do it. I need to do more of that. I do need to be in more gratitude. I need to take time to just breathe and take a walk or be by myself and just journal or read for 20 minutes or have quiet time. Whatever it is, like, I need to develop a relationship with myself so I can get to know me, so that I can pour from that full place, so that I can build a strong marriage. I can build a strong relationship with God. I can build a strong relationship with my kids and have and be a magnet for positive, uplifting, encouraging, strong, happy, truly joy-filled relationships, because you are a magnet for what you are. And if you have people that you're attracting that are negative, most likely it's because you are. So you have to take an inventory of yourself and then take an inventory of your relationships so that you can truly go out and live a joy-filled life.